I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon's Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah breaks his month-long silence on the Hamas-Israel war. After acknowledging the war's expansion in a Friday speech, he stopped short of adding Lebanon to the fray. Meanwhile, analysts fear rising tensions in the West Bank could open a third front in the ever-expanding war. Partners in the Middle East tell A3's Joe Handley.
They worry that a larger regional war might break out. We pray that God would bring peace to Israel and to the ensuing Middle Eastern region. Pray for the safety of these folks on the ground, because the church wants to be the hands and feet of Christ in the midst of the crisis. And they know the gospel goes hand in hand with acts of kindness. So they're on the front line serving.
And a new leader takes the helm at the Alliance for the Unreached. A coalition of 70 organizations focused on global missions chose longtime board member and advisor Jeff McClendon as its new executive director. As part of his new role, McClendon will spearhead plans for growth.
We founded this organization with the idea of launching the International Day for the Unreached. We said, let's have an international day to focus on unreached peoples and get the church involved.
Engaging North American Christians in Great Commission awareness and activism is a serious need. An estimated 3 billion people worldwide have little or no access to the gospel of Christ. Pray for wisdom, discernment, and creativity. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East, North Africa, offers a free sample of Dr. Terry Ascott's memoir, Dare to Believe, Stories of Faith from the Middle East. Learn about the birth and growth of a ministry that now broadcasts the hope of Christ to millions in Arabic, Turkish, and Farsi. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.